USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been impeached on two counts by the House: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. After the votes, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler said impeachment is the only way to stop what he sees as a threat to the country by the president.
Today we took action to hold President Trump accountable for the serious and undisputed risk he poses to our free and fair elections and to the separation of powers that safeguards our liberty.
Both votes were along party lines, with all Republicans in opposition. The voting happened at the same time President Trump held a political rally in Battle Creek, Michigan. He tells the crowd,
"They have nothing. They're the ones that should be impeached, every one of them."
The vote means the president becomes the third U.S. leader to be impeached by the House. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A New York judge threw out state mortgage fraud charges against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Manafort was facing mortgage fraud charges in New York, but his lawyers argued that state charges should be dropped because they included some of the same allegations in the federal cases against him. A judge agreed with that lawyer and ruled that he couldn't be tried on charges filed by the Manhattan DA because it would be double jeopardy. A Chinese national has been charged with illegally entering President Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. It's the second time this year that's happened. Police say 56-year-old Jing Liu was arrested for loitering and prowling after she refused to leave the Florida resort. She was being held at the Palm Beach County Jail. A British man, Nathan Francis Wyatt, pleaded not guilty to U.S. charges, alleging that he and conspirators in a hacking group called the Dark Overlords stole data from health and accounting companies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
It seems the New England Patriots are going to feel the wrath of the NFL once again. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The league will likely punish New England after the club admitted to violating the NFL's video policy during the Bengals-Browns game. Former NFL player Michael Faulkner was asked on Fox News if the video that the Patriots were filming would give them a competitive edge.
Well, no. Because honestly, I don't do that kind of research and that kind of deep dive into data, but I know it's possible to do that, and honestly, the Patriots culture is by any means necessary. And that's what gives me, you know, it kind of taints the game a bit, you know, as you look into this. I don't think it was just an accident, oops.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The German government has barred so-called conversion therapies intended to cure homosexuality for persons under the age of 18. The bill to protect against conversion therapies punishes violators with up to a year in prison or a fine of $33,000. Conversion therapy causes depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicidal thoughts, according to medical experts that called for banning such procedures in the United States. 18 states have already banned conversion therapy for minors, but none apply to legal adults. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.